Welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest. This is episode 12, Pole Shift, Power Shift. We're listening to some music from The Archangels by Rick Battir. Today I'm going to be talking about some political changes that are happening in the United States. My guides are coming through with a lot of information about the conflict in this country. And of course, it's related to other countries as well. So one of the first things they told me has to do with the poles shifting on the planet. Now, today's episode is based on two transmissions I received from my guides, one on December 6th, and one today, January 8th. And so I'll be sharing information from both of these transmissions. And so in earlier episodes, you may recall my mentioning that there's a pole shift happening on planet Earth, that the axis is changing. And what they said more recently on December 6th is that the pole shift is in this kind of stuttering position now, where we're moving forwards, we're moving backwards, and we're not clearly going forward or backward, but we're going both back and forward. So there's this type of stuttering or blurriness about the pole shift. And they said that was indicative also of a stuttering or a blurriness about the future of planet Earth. Forward, backward. And so it's like we're teetering on the edge of a precipice where we can go either way. So I asked them, did this relate to Trump? And they said, he's trying to instigate something in the Middle East, that it's related to Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, that he wants to start a war or something like a war, and it has to do with money, and it has to do with arms sales, and it has to do with the balance of power. What he's trying to do is create a friendship that owes him. So by creating a friendship that owes him, he's seeking to guarantee his own security after he leaves office, and also to guarantee his finances. This arms deal has something to do with a loophole that doesn't go through a normal channel, but goes through some sort of backdoor channel. And it's possible because Israel wants control of the Middle East, which is what this deal is promising them, and Trump wants freedom and money. So everybody's getting what they want. And now they also said that Trump's planning to create unrest in the U.S., and actually we can see that that's already happened. This was in December 6th that they said this. And they said that civil unrest was Trump's plan A, but global unrest is his plan B. And so if the first one doesn't work, he's got the second one. And they said back in December 6th that there was something going on now that needs to be stopped, but that the question is whether or not there are any people in positions of power who are aware of what's happening and have the means to stop it. They said that it was also possibly related to Costa Rica, this deal, and there may be another country involved that starts with a B. This is important, according to my guides, because it's considered one of the last nails in the coffin of the U.S. reputation worldwide. It destroys American legitimacy in the world. The fact that it's possible for someone to do something like this without any oversight by the American government signals to the world that our government is not, in fact, a democracy. And so despite the appearance of a democracy, in the final analysis, the world will conclude that we were run by an autocrat who was able to make decisions without any restraint from the American people. and that a lot of what we call our democracy is a structure that doesn't have real power. And so the world might come to see us that way and come to treat us as a dying empire. Now, from today's transmission, I got more information about the political scene in the United States. Here in the U.S., we are dealing with an attempted coup a couple of days ago at the same time that I am getting this transmission. And so I, of course, was interested in information about the future of the United States. And so one of the things they told me right away was that the U.S. is like the Rock of Gibraltar in everybody's life but its own, that we see ourselves as the savior of other countries, but we are unable to save ourselves from ourselves. They said that the crisis and chaos that we're seeing this week has been brewing for generations in this country, and the United States has chosen to hide its head under the blanket and to deny the existence of all this simmering discontent, and to focus always its attention outside of its borders or on its borders, but never inside its borders, checking and judging and assessing other cultures and communities and countries without doing its own internal self-assessment or self-reflection. Now is the time of self-reflection for the United States, they said, and that it's long overdue. The United States has never been prone to self-reflection. The United States, they said, is used to getting its way. Courageous, industrious, determined, purposeful, successful, but not reflective. The United States has succeeded through sheer determination, perseverance, luck, and a combination of assets derived from other shores, from immigrants, from many cultures, resources collected from overseas, amalgamated, fortified, and turned into abundance, like lead is turned into gold. America is the great alchemist. We know how to get things done in extravagant fashion. We have always been at the forefront of innovation, of magical transformation, in part because we were never tied down by tradition, no old ways that had to be held to. We were always free to change. The United States is a country that invites change. Change in language, change in culture, change in food, change in business, change in every art form, change in literature, changing religion, changing spirituality. This is the country of change, has always been the country that invites change. The only thing that held the country together were the few traditions that were held sacrosanct, namely the Democratic Republic, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, and the institutions of government, capitalism, the dollar, and the banking system. These things have always been held sacred. Everything else has been up for grabs. Without a history, the United States has manufactured a history. The United States has been able to manufacture a history. Europe has a history so old, with so many relics and monuments and manuscripts, so many memories to attest to it, that it's difficult for lies to be told about it. There are just too many witnesses. It's just too much evidence. But this is not so with the United States. So much of the evidence was pushed under the rug. So much of it was hidden, so that a story could be told and manufactured history could be created. And now this all comes tumbling down, the fragile constructions of the American identity come tumbling down to be revealed for what they are, half-truths, lies, fictions, dreams, fantasies. Everything comes down now in the age of Aquarius. Everything is revealed, not just here, but globally. We are going to see revelations. We are going to see illusions fall away, lies unearthed. We are just the most extreme example right now. For the United States is the staging ground, as was mentioned in the last episode. They explain that Trump is the gateway to this revelation. This revelation that's happening in this country, but that's also happening globally. Self-reflection, the revelation. That Trump pretends he is the king. Trump is the king of pretense. Trump pretends. And as the king of pretense, he came to teach America and the world about pretense. He came as the ultimate model of pretense. He came to reveal America, to teach America, to show America its true colors, its hidden colors, all of its colors, not just its favorite colors. Trump came to pull out the seedy underbelly, to reveal it, to display the dirty laundry. Trump came to call into question the story we tell about ourselves, the strength of our institutions, the sacredness of that which we claim to hold sacred. Trump claimed to dig the holes that allow the vermin from underneath to crawl up and crawl out. Rats in the basement are still rats in the house. Just because they are in the basement doesn't mean they are not in the house. Just because they are not visible in the sleeping quarters does not mean they are not living in the same house where the people are sleeping. Trump came to let the rats up out of the basement and into the house, figuratively and literally. Rats are coming into the White House just like the rats were coming into the Capitol building. The people who represent the basest aspects of American culture, the fundamental core white supremacist, racist foundations of the country, are coming out of the basement now, breaking into the sacred buildings, destroying things, to get our attention, to wake us up, to cause us to reflect and assess, to push us all to a breaking point where we decide who we are, after all, as Americans. Who are we? They will break into the White House next, they told me. Congressmen, they say, they want to impeach or remove Trump, but their actions will not match their words. They think they can gag him and control him until he leaves office, but he is not working alone. Other bad actors, both in this country and in other countries, are helping him. And there's more on that that they shared that I'll share in the next episode. But one last bit of bad news, and I know this has not been a very uplifting episode, but I'm trying to let go of my need to censor these transmissions and take out the negative parts. I'm just giving it all plain, even though it may be hard to hear. But the last thing they said was that on Inauguration Day, there will be gunshot explosions, and either assassination or assassination attempt. Someone close to Vice President Harris will be shot or killed. And that the Trump plots are continuing. The one on January 6th was not the last one. And finally, in reference to coronavirus, they said that famous people will start dying from the virus, and this will cause the remaining doubters to stop doubting the seriousness of this plague. That when the famous people start dying and we start hearing about it, this will lead to a collective national reflection on why and how and what we can do to prevent it ever happening again. Everything that's happening is happening in order to push us into reflection. So no matter how difficult it is to endure, it's pushing us to grow. Thank you. That's all for today.
This has been episode 12, Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and I will see you next time.